So the technical foul was on Tesmer. Griffin makes the free throw. That's only his third point, I believe. And he makes the second. So Tesmer, that was his second foul, fourth team foul. And Longry, two in. Now we're going to have another foul called.
That one's an embellishment warning again against Waterford.
Okay. So the Falcons inbound. Here comes Griffin with it. Griffin pulls up, shoots. Can't get it to go. Rebound, though. Put back is no good by Reinberg. One thing you got to say, the Falcons haven't quit at the 12-minute mark. WRJN Racine. So Reinberg to shoot the second. And he missed the second one. Rebound to Beasley, throwing it all the way down to Gustafson, and he scores. Caden Gustafson with another two. And a timeout. A timeout called by Westrosha. It's a full timeout, so we'll step away for 30 seconds. You're listening to High School Basketball streaming live on DG Sports.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Hunting for the best pizza in Racine? Look no further than Ferraro's, where pizza's been their passion for more than 50 years. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones, and when the weather gets cold, Ferraro's heats things up. They have all your lunch and dinner cravings covered. Check out Ferraro's assortment of frozen pizzas, perfect for a quick meal, a special occasion, or a tasty solution for your group's next fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Thank you, Dylan. 11:52 to go. All right, now we got a foul as we're back to live action here. And checking in for the Wolverines will be Bierman for Reglin. And a 1-1 at the line.
Crazy, 12 minutes to go still, Dick.
Yeah. First one up is good, so he'll get the second. So Christian Dreyer, a 6'4" junior, checks in for the Falcons, and Chase Brechtel comes back in for the Wolverines. 47-25, Waterford with the lead. Make it 47-26. As the Wolverines get full court pressure, as Brechtel, his turnaround shot is good. Brechtel with the turnaround left-handed hook. For two more for Brechtel to make it 49-26. Griffin now with the basketball, gave it up to Longry. Longry got nowhere to go, gives it to Luckman. Luckman inside now. And knocked away. Here comes Caden Gustafson. Puts it up and scores. The one-hander. The one-handed floater by Gustafson to make it 51-26 at the 11-minute mark. Now on the drive is Griffin. And he can't get it to go again. Putback is good, but it's not going to count. So player control foul. Player control foul on Griffin. He got 23 up there, but I believe it was Griffin. Now Brechtel with the basketball, gives it back up to LaPistol. Now Gustafson driving inside, putting a shovel pass up. That's no good. Got his own, no. Brechtel got the rebound. Can't get that one to go. And here comes Griffin, all the way down. And that foul's coming up. I think it's on Luckman. He pushed off. Yep. Second foul on Luckman. 16 foul. 10:35 to go. Beasley checks back in for Bierman. Pistol inbounds it to Gustafson. And Beasley brings it across. Gives it up to Bolvite, who's back in there now. Now Bolvite for the three from the wing. That's good. Bolvite with the three-pointer to make it 54-26. Now Elijah Griffin with the three. Can't get that one to go around the rim and out. As we close in on 10 minutes to go, Gustafson with the basketball now, driving inside, pulls up, shoots, and scores again. And then they catch him sleeping, and the reverse layup is good by Longgren to make it 56-28. We're under 10 to play now in regulation. Looks like Waterford's going to win this conference unless something drastic happens here in the last 9 minutes. Here's LaPistol on a spin move. Now gives it up to Brechtel. Brechtel now to Veit at the top of the key. And then Veit throws it on the wing. Here's Gustafson from the wing. That's no good. Put back by Brechtel is no good. And got a foul coming up here. That foul's on Dreyer, his first. So Brechtel at the line. He's perfect. Still perfect. 4 for 4. So checking back in is Bierman. Bierman for Beasley. Stick around after the game, too. We'll have our DG Sports player of the game. Hopefully we'll get them up here. That person. Rebound to Turner, who's back in. Daniel Turner's in for the Falcons also. 57-28. Closing in on 9 minutes to go. Griffin to Turner. Turner puts it up and scores. So Turner with a basket. 57-30. Gustafson gets it down to Brechtel. Back out on top to LaPistol. LaPistol now double team. They're going to give it down. And the layup is good and counted by Laundry. Laundry with the basket on the steal. That falls on LaPistol, his second, team eight. So checking back in is Beasley and Dashner for the Wolverines. So Laundry at the line for one, try to convert the three-point play at the 8:51 mark, and he does. And it's a 30-second timeout called by Wistosia, so we'll keep it here. 30-second timeout.
Scoring here again in the second half, Dick, for Waterford, leading the way, Caden Gustafson. 19 points on 6 field goals. Jace Brechtel with 13, 4-for-4 from the line. He has 3 field goals of his own. Jameson Beasley with 14. He has 4 field goals. And their only other scorer, Bo Veit, with 6. And Colin LaPisto with 5. Still leading the way for the Falcons, it's Austin Reinberg with just 9 points.
Wow. Boy, they shut down Griffin tonight, but also a cold night shooting for him. That's what you can't do come tournament time. So hopefully he'll get it out of his system tonight.
I'd say he's about 0-for-10 from 3, if not more.
Yes, Gustafson with the basketball now. Still has it, gives it up to Veit. Veit throws it across court to LaPisto. And LaPisto tries to give it to Beasley. Beasley does get it back. Now here's a 3-pointer by Veit. That's no good. And the rebound to Gustafson. He has it stripped away, but he is able to retrieve it. And Griffin going to be called for that foul. So that's on Griffin, his second, team eighth. So at the line for 1-1 is Colin LaPisto. First time tonight for him. Brechtel checks back in for Veit. First one up is good by Colin. He'll get the second now. A lot of players to consider tonight for the Wolverines. Second one up, also good. So make it 59-33. It's a blowout. It's a blowout for Waterford. Here's the 3-pointer. That's no good by Oppner. Oppner. And here comes Beasley with it. Spin move. Nice little spin move by Beasley. Passes across court to LaPisto. Now LaPisto being double teamed. And they call a timeout. It's a 30-second timeout. So we'll keep it here and tell you that our next ball game for Dylan and I will come to you from the Park Fieldhouse, where the number one seeded Park Panthers will host the winner of the number 9 Tenor Veritas or number 8 Milwaukee Bradley Tech winner. That'll be played. That game will be played on Tuesday night. The winner of that game will travel to Park on Friday night, and that's the first game of tournament that we will do. So exciting.
Let's just hope this time, Dick, we don't have snow like the last 3 times we've gone to Park.
Yeah. I was just thinking that. We have not had luck going to the field house at Park. So the Wolverines inbound. Here's Gustafson with it. Brings it back out, and then he's a reach-in foul on the Falcons. That's on Reinberg, his second. So Gustafson at the line for a 1-1. And he's 1-for-1. And the rebound to Turner. And Turner throws it over on the wing to Oppner. Then a shot up is good by Reinberg to make it 59-35. Under 8 to play now. They get it to Gustafson, then he gives it to Beasley. Beasley driving inside, putting up a wild shot. That's no good. Brechtel gets the rebound, and it's going to go out of bounds. That'll go over to Westosia with 7:14 to go in regulation. Luckman checks back in now for Daniel Turner for the Westosia Falcons. And they get it in, and the shot up. Count the basket by Reinberg from Griffin. And again, no quitting in them. So Reinberg at the line for one. That foul was on Beasley, his fourth. And Bull Veit comes back in. To spell Beasley. Free throw up, too strong, no good. Gustafson with the rebound. Passes over to LaPisto, to Dashner, then to Veit. Veit gets it to LaPisto, and they're going to call a foul. They're going to call a foul on Oppner. Oppner. That's his fourth, team 10th. So double bonus now for the Wolverines. First one up, good. .60-37. Make it 61. As we're under 7 to play now, and it looks like the Waterford Wolverines are going to win the Southern Lakes Conference. Now Griffin passes down low to Reinberg, and he's fouled. So he'll go to line for two. Double bonus both ways with 6:50 to go. So Reinberg for two. First one up is good. Shooter's touch. Second one also good. 61-39. And once again, the Wolverines got to break the press, and they do, as they give it to Brechtel, and then Brechtel gave it to Bull Veit, and then it goes back to Brechtel, and he tries to go across court, and Oppner gives it to Griffin, and Griffin can't make the left hand did layup, but then Luckman is fouled. So he'll go to the line. That fouls on Brechtel, his fourth. So Luckman, 2 for 4 tonight. First one up, the line drive is no good as he hits the ring. See if he throws another line drive up there with 6:28 to go. That one he makes. Makes it 61-40. And they get it in Gustafson. Then Gustafson gives it to Dashner. And then to Veit down to LaPisto. And LaPisto will bring it back out. Closing in on 6 to go. Gustafson now to Veit. Now to LaPisto. Back outside to Bull Veit. Now Bull Veit goes to Gustafson. And Gustafson coming inside. And a kicking violation on the Falcons with 6:03 to go. Checking in for the first time tonight is Jason Wade, a 6'1" senior guard for Westosha, as Luckman comes out with 6:03 to play in regulation. Gustafson inbounds to Dashner. Dashner gives it up to Gustafson. His shot up is no good. Rebound, though, to Brechtel. Brechtel coming back inside. Kicks it back out to Veit. Now the three-pointer is good. Three-pointer is good by LaPisto to make it 64-40. Now the shot by, finally, Elijah Griffin with a three to make it 64-42. We expected that all night. And we didn't get it. Now a foul coming up on Griffin. 5:33 to go. That's his third. So again, double bonus. Double bonus for the Wolverines and for the Falcons also. First one up, no good. Luckman checks back in. for Jason Wade, for Wastosha. And Bolvite checks out for the Wolverines. Second one up is good. So here's the Falcons with it. Griffin with another three. That's no good. And a rebound to Brechtel. And Brechtel gets it across court to LaPistol as we close in on five to go. Gustafson now passes across court to LaPistol. Back on top and the key to Gustafson. Gustafson now. And we got a timeout called. Timeout called by Waterford. It's a full timeout, so we'll step away for 30 seconds. You're listening to high school basketball streaming live on DG Sports.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And this week, O&H is featuring their tiramisu kringle. Introduced a couple of years ago, tiramisu kringle has become an instant hit. It has a coffee-infused cake base filling with a layer of O&H's mascarpone-style cheese. It's topped with creamy icing and sprinkled with cocoa powder. Be sure to pick up one this week for your family to enjoy. Tiramisu kringle from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
When the diagnosis is cancer, you can rely on the innovative care backed by the power of Eastern Wisconsin's only academic medical center. Frieder and the Medical College of Wisconsin Clinical Cancer Center gives patients access to world-leading treatment options for cancer care. Frieder.com/cancer. Call 414-805-0505 to learn more.
All right, 5:02 to go. 5:02 to go in regulation. And they inbound, the Wolverines do, and we're under five to play now. LaPistol with the basketball now for the Southern Lake champions. So they got less than 5 minutes, and then they'll be celebrating. Gustafson with the basketball now. Passes out on top to Brechtel, and Brechtel gives it up to LaPistol. And LaPistol loses it, and a jump ball. Possession arrow stays, though, with the Falcons, or I should say with the Wolverines. 4:36 to go. As Dashner inbounds to LaPistol. LaPistol almost a travel at the top of the key, gives it up to Beasley. Beasley now backs off. Then gives it to Brechtel at the top of the key. Then he gives it over to Dashner. Coming inside is Gustafson. Now LaPistol will hit a three, and he did. He hit the three. I should have said shot the three. I said hit it, and he did. 68-42 as we close in on 4 minutes to go. Shot up is no good by Luckman and the rebound. And we're going to have a foul coming up. On Wastosha. So that falls on Reinberg, his third. So Beasley at the line for two at the 3:52 mark. First one up is good. Makes it 69-42. Jamison is first, one for one. And he makes the second. And Coach Heilberg is surrendering as he's putting in all new players. Barker Hallbrick, a 5'9" junior guard, comes in. Avery Schultz, a 6'6" junior center. Jason Wade, a 6'1" senior, puts up the shot. That's no good. And we got 3:40 to go. as Gustafson comes down with it. You would think that Waterford will put players in now here shortly. Here's a three-pointer that's no good by Brechtel. So he's going to go to the line. He's going to go to the line to shoot two. So Racine Lutheran has defeated the Prairie School 83-55. So they have at least a share, if not the outright title. First one up is good by Beasley. Makes it 71-42. Now you got Veit coming in. Reinberg. I should say you got Cowan coming in for Waterford. Bolvite. Beasley comes out. Tesmer's in. And Reglin. So there you go with 3:25 to go. Both teams have put in reserves. Shot up is no good. Here's a three-pointer that's in and out, no good by Veer. And the rebound to Reglin. Reglin with the basketball now. Here's a three-pointer that's no good by Tesmer. And here comes Hallbrook the other way and throws it out of bounds. So it'll go back over to the Wolverines with 2:56 to go. We can tell you that our player of the game tonight is Chase Brechtel. Chase Brechtel is our DG Sports player of the game. We hope to get him and Coach Reglin up here tonight. Now Tesmer with the basketball gives it up to Reglin. Reglin passes outside to Bierman. Now back to Reglin for a three. That's good. Reglin with a three-pointer to make it 75-42, 2:20 to go. As people start to leave on the Westosha Central side. Now on the drive, it's Long Creek. And Wade gets it back for the Falcons. Then it's taken away. Taken away by Tesmer, and he'll put it into the hands of Reglin as we close in on 2 minutes to go. Here's a pull-up shot that's no good by Bierman, and the rebound to the Falcons and Wade. Now Wade loses it. Picked up, though, by Schulte. Hallbrook. And then Wade, I believe, is fouled here at the 1:39 mark. Three more subs coming in for the Wolverines. That foul was on Longry, his second. So Wade to get two. Okay, Dessert is coming in. Caden Dessert. Caden Schicker. And Mason Lusick. All just came in for the Wolverines. And thanks to Dylan for that, because they were not on the regular roster. Wade makes that one to make it 75-43. 1:35 to go. Driving all the way down was Schicker. Shot was no good. Now coming inside, Schicker puts it up and scores. Caden Schicker with the basket to make it 77-43. No let up by the Wolverines. Doesn't matter who's in there. Now the drive taken away. Shot up is no good by the Wolverines. That was Cowan on that shot. Now Hallbrook has the ball. Gives it over to Wade. Wade with a three-pointer that is no good for Westosha. And we're under a minute to play now. And Coach Reglin says, let's keep it. Let's keep it out here. And your final score is going to be 77-43. Unless they do something else, the Falcons. It'll be Collin just dribbling outside. So your Southern Lakes champions for 2025 are the Waterford Wolverines as they win it outright, 77-243. Stick around for our post game coming up, as we'll step away for 2 minutes. Your final score, Waterford 77, Westosha 43. We'll step away for 2 minutes, then we'll come back, hopefully have interviews with Coach Ragland and our player of the game, Chase Brechtel. You're listening to High School Basketball, streaming live on DG Sports.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
It's game time. Hardy and Jensen is your MVP for home energy efficiency. Score big savings with triple pane windows and Energy Star rated doors, all qualifying for the Energy Efficient Home Improvement Credit. Choose from steel or fiberglass entry doors and aluminum storm doors, perfect for blocking high energy bills. Don't let rising costs blitz your budget. Visit their showroom on Highway 20 and Racine for your estimate. With Hardy and Jensen, your house always wins.
Hardy and Jensen, that's where you go.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
Thank you, Dylan. Once again, 77-43, Waterford with the victory over Westosha. Westosha ends their regular season at 15-9, 11-3 in conference. Waterford improves to 21-3 overall, 13-1 in conference.
Dick, while we got time here, we can go over scoring here tonight. Leading the way for the Wolverines, no surprise, Caden Gustafson, 19 points. Behind him, Jamison Beasley, who's 4-for-4 from the line. Jace Brechtel with 13 points, and Colin Lepisto with also 13 points. Caden Schicker with 2, Bo White with 9. He had 3 three-pointers made. Gavin Ragland with a 3 of his own. That was the Waterford Wolverines tonight. And for the Westosha Central Falcons, leading the way, Austin Reinberg. He had 15 points. Rex Longry with 7. Liam Luckman with 7. Elijah Griffin with 6. Surprisingly low scoring night for him here tonight. Camden Oppenier with 5. And Daniel Turner with 2. So that makes up our 77-43 score here tonight.
Thank you, Dylan. And the gymnasium floor is covered with parents and the Waterford players as they come out decked out with T-shirts that they must have had made up in advance, thinking they would win it outright. And they say Southern Lakes Conference champions. So we have Nick Reglin, the coach, of the Southern Lake champions. How does that sound, Coach?
It sounds like a long time coming. Sounds really, really good.
15 years, I think.
Yeah, I'll be honest, I can't see that far. It's been a while for Waterford.
Well, congratulations, and he's not up here, but...
He will be. We couldn't take this moment away
from
him. Okay. Look at that. How can you pull that from a kid?
No, you can't.
No, absolutely not.
No, I was gonna hand it to you, but... all right, so you got this one out of the way. Now you can... You can start.
Yeah, winner of Pius and Union Grove.
Right. Okay. Yeah. I don't have to open it up. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
So do you know much about, we know a lot about Union Grove, but yep. Do we know much about Pius the 11th?
May or may not have watched a couple of games. athletic, tough. I would anticipate that'll be a good game. Obviously, I think this Southern Lakes toughness will carry Union Grove. sorry, I'm kind of just at a loss for words. This is absolutely
incredible. No, that's
okay.
Enjoy it.
Yeah, doesn't happen very often for us. So proud of these guys.
Yeah. So, you know, you got the one seed.
Yep.
That's a big dividend, because as long as you win, you're guaranteed two home games. And then for our listeners, they probably know by now. I've been doing this long enough. You get to sectionals, they're on neutral,
yep,
neutral floors. So hopefully,
yeah,
hopefully you can take care of business here.
That is the goal. He's on his way. Jace is on his way.
Okay.
Yeah, the goal is, this was the first thing. This is what we were focused on. Now our focus shifts to the playoffs. It's wild. The boys had an incredible season, definitely earned the one seed, the right to play at home twice. And then, you know, we gotta win basketball games. We've lost a home playoff game my first year here.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, we will be ready. If it's Union Grove, we know. What's up, buddy? We know they're going to come in and looking for revenge, and it's going to be a tough game. So I'll let you talk to big boy Brechtel here. Incredibly
okay.
proud of this dude after getting two early fouls, and then his dumb coaches set him down for way too long, but yeah, he got back in and played basketball. Thanks for covering, Dick.
Okay, thank you. Coach Nick Reglin, head coach of the champion Southern Lakes Conference. So, Chase, how does that sound?
It's great. You know, we always dreamed about this as kids. So, you know, the experience in real life, it's great. It's like a dream come true.
It's also a dream come true for you, because you didn't know what was going to happen. As your mother told us, you were injured the first time you played them.
Yeah, I was actually in the hospital. I had like a punctured lung or something. I don't know, but... Yeah, I came back in, 3 days. I got super lucky, healed up super quick, and was lucky to get back with the team and, you know, my best friends and play basketball, the game I love.
So did you know these – did the team know these T-shirts were made up?
No, we had no idea. It was a surprise in the room back there, so it's a pretty cool surprise.
All right, so as I told Coach Reglin, you got this out of the way. That's your first goal.
Yeah.
You got the one seed, which you want to get, because that means as long as you win – you'll get two home games,
yep,
you know, and then if you advance to sectionals, then they're at neutral sites, but it's a neutral site for both teams, not just for one. So, I mean, you end up 21-3. Is there anything you need to work on between now and when you play the winner of Union Grove and Pius?
I mean, there's always little things to clean up, you know. We'll go watch film. See what happens. You don't always know exactly after the game, you know. But, I mean, it's pretty easy for us to fix things, because we work so hard at practice. We work as one. Every day it's not a chore. It's just a grind, and we go and have fun with each other. So, I mean, it's fun getting better with each other.
How many free throws do you shoot a day? Because if you weren't perfect tonight, you were close on the free throw line.
Yeah, we shoot a decent amount of free throws, especially when we're tired. You know, after those, like, up and down court drills and stuff, we mm-hmm. go shoot free throws when our legs are a little dead to kind of get the in-game experience, so that definitely helps.
Now, Coach Reglin told me, I don't know if it's standard, but sometimes, or is it all the time? You practice before school, or you do practice after school sometimes?
We practice mainly after school. I don't think we've had a practice early before school yet, but mainly after school.
Okay.
Yep.
So how is it to be in the Brechtel family where you're playing and your mom, actually your mom, they won their first game. I don't want to mention who they defeated because it may upset somebody here.
Okay.
You know.
Yep.
In their first game, and he's not paying attention to me. He's a graduate of that school. So,
gotcha.
Yeah. So they get the tough draw now. Now they have to play Union Grove girls.
Yep.
So, but anyways, how is it being in a family like that where your mother coaches? I think you have a sister that plays too, right?
I have two twin sisters. They'll both be freshmen next year. So. Oh,
okay, they're not playing yet for her.
Next year they will. So.
That's going to add a lot of value to the Lady Wolverines, I would take it. Next.
Hopefully. They work really hard, so that'll help.
And actually, not to get ahead of ourselves, but looking at your roster, you lose a couple key players, but you have yourself back, Gustafson's back, LaPistol's back, you know, Reglin's back. I think Bo Vite is back.
Yep.
So, you know, they got a good you got a good nucleus coming back. So Chase, we're gonna let you go because I don't want you to miss out all the fun with your teammates down there. But congratulations.
Thank you
on being a DG Sports Player of the Game.
Thank you.
And they're taking pictures down there as we're going to wrap this one up now. Dylan, final thoughts from you before I close it out?
I heard your little Cudahy comment. Coach told me to watch for him because he had to give me a signal to get Jace out of here. But, yeah, I'm happy for his mom, Goodwin, to hear tonight. Very impressed. That was a dominating performance. Unfortunately, Elijah Griffin couldn't get going for West Tosche Central, and that set the tone the entire game.
Yeah.
Just a very impressive performance by Waterford, and, you know, what an incredible way to continue into the playoffs here.
Yeah, so we'll see. But as you know, Dylan, we've been around this long enough. Anything can happen. Anything can happen in tournament time. I mean, it's nice to get one seeds or two seeds, three seeds. I mean, it would not surprise me at all right now. I would say, and you know I'm a graduate of that school, I would say right now the favorite to win, we're assuming St. Cat's and Lutheran are going to win their games Friday night. I would say Lutheran is probably the favorite to come out of there as the regional champion.
Yeah, I mean, you're probably not wrong. The one thing I did read online was coming into that matchup, whoever gets the home advantage in that game, they're pretty much giving the nod to. But, you know, I think watching them play personally, I agree with you where Lutheran probably you would give the advantage to going into it on paper.
And for the Park Panthers, they lost last night. Dylan provided me with the scoring updates and that final score. Park lost their second game, and that's why they fell to number two in the final coaches' bowl, sponsored by Wiss Sports. But that's a good wake-up call for the Park Panthers.
Yeah, Kenosha Bradford's a team that has the ability excuse me, to play with anybody this year, and they kind of showcased that. They're without their best player that night, too. So just shows any night of the week, you know, you got to bring your A game because a team just like Horlick last year, winless, gets a playoff first win. You know, anything can happen, and that's why we love sports the way we do.
So Bradford will host Case on Friday night, so Case better be ready to play, but I never count them out either because last year no one had them advancing to sectionals, and they made it to the sectional semifinal and played Marquette. So,
and an interesting note, Case just lost to Burlington. Up north they played in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Burlington took that one. Let's see the score here.
I can't find it now, but Burlington took that one, so, you know, maybe Bradford has a chance against Case. We'll see come Tuesday night.
So as the Waterford Wolverines cut down the net, each one cutting a piece off of that net, we're going to wrap it up here. That's going to gift wrap this broadcast from the Waterford Gymnasium. My thanks to Jill Stauber, AD at Waterford, for accommodating us, and to all of our sponsors and patrons. Our next broadcast will be March 7th from the Park Fieldhouse, where the number one seeded Park Panthers will host the winner of the number 9 Tenor Viridis or number 8 Milwaukee Bradley Tech winner. Pre-game will be at 6:30 with tip-off at 7 p.m. I can guarantee that JV1 and JV2 games are finished now. That will tip off at 7 p.m. Next up for the number 3 seeded Falcons will be a regional semifinal game against the number 14 West Allis Hale Huskies at Westosha. Next up for the number 1 seeded Wolverines, as we mentioned, with Coach Reglin, will be a regional semifinal game against the winner of number 9 Pius the 11th Catholic or number 8 Union Grove. That game will be on March 7th at Waterford with tip-off at 7 p.m. So for Dylan and Daryl, this is Dick Rosseffa saying you've been listening to high school basketball streaming live on DG Sports. Join us on March 7th for our next game at dgsports.mixler.com or on WRJN Radio 1400 AM or 99.9 FM or on the Mixler or Civic Media app. DG Sports covering all Racine City and County schools. Once again, our final score, it was Waterford 77, Westosha Central 43. Westosha falls to 15-9 overall. They finish second in conference at 11-3. Waterford improves to 21-3 overall and wins the conference with a 13-1 record. Well, as the Wolverines team are celebrating this win, we're going to say goodnight from the Waterford Gymnasium. And until Friday night, have a good night, everyone. Good night.
close, but we should have been closer. And it's making me feel so sad. But I tell myself I didn't lose her. Cause you can't lose a friend you never had.
Come on now.
Because a friend won't say it's over and go out just for spite. And now I wonder what she's doing tonight. Oh yes, I wonder what she's doing tonight.
love somebody, to love somebody the way I love you. In my parade, I see your face again. Somebody, the way I love you.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. President Trump hosts UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer at the White House to discuss Russia's war in Ukraine.
Prime Minister Starmer says any peace deal must be, quote, tough and fair, and
that's backed by strength to stop Putin coming back for more.
At a joint news conference with the Prime Minister, President Trump was asked if a deal will include a peacekeeping force.
I think we're very well advanced on a deal, but we have not made a deal yet, so I don't like to talk about peacekeeping until we have a deal.
The president spoke ahead of Friday's White House visit by Ukraine's President Zelensky. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
A federal judge in San Francisco grants temporary relief to labor unions and organizations challenging the Trump administration's mass firings of federal probationary workers. CBS legal contributor Thane Rosenbaum.
The court is enjoining the Trump administration's mass firing of this category of employees, at least on the West Coast. The court ruled that the Office of Personnel Management has no authority to implement these layoffs, especially based on some pretense of poor performance.
Lawyers for the personnel office say individual agencies made the decision to fire employees and that it had no role in ordering the firings. The death of Oscar-winning actor Gene Hackman, who was 95, and his 65-year-old wife, Betsy, have investigators trying to piece together the manner and cause of death. Santa Fe County Sheriff Adon Mendoza.
This is an investigation, so we're keeping everything on the table. You know, I think the autopsy is going to tell us a lot and any evidence that we collect, but I haven't ruled any of that out yet.
Hackman appeared in dozens of movies, including The French Connection, Superman, and Hoosiers. President Trump eases rules on military raids and airstrikes. CBS News military consultant Jeff McCausland explains.
This rollback means that the constraints on American commanders to authorize airstrikes or special operations raids outside of, you know, the conventional battlefield have now been broadened, and they, in terms of the range of people that can be targeted, as well as who has the authority to make such a decision to employ airstrikes in that regard.
Iowa's legislature approves a bill that strips gender identity protections from the state's Civil Rights Act. CBS's Wendy Gillette.
So many protesters filled the state capitol in Des Moines, they were forced to stand in hallways. But the show